Hunters this spring okayed an advisory statewide question supporting a hunting season for sandhill cranes. Some state lawmakers also want to let hunters pull the trigger on sandhills, claiming the birds cause a lot of crop damage. The International Crane Foundation, based near Baraboo, says it doesn't have a position on a possible sandhill crane hunt. But Foundation Field Ecology Director Jeb Barzin says hunting cranes won't stop crop damage.
Most conceivable hunts are proposed for the fall, and most of the damage the cranes cause are occurring in the spring. And a large proportion, perhaps up to half, of the sandhill crane population is composed of birds that are not breeding. And so they have a lot of flexibility as to where they go. When you have that sort of situation, in order to reduce the population enough to measurably decrease crop damage, you'd have to remove a large proportion of the population before you'd have a real impact on the probability of a crane occurring in your field. And most hunting proposals are not to reduce the population, they're to maintain it where it is.
Barzin also says more farmers are treating their corn seeds with a non-lethal substance that makes the seed taste bad to sandhills.
It protects the seed that's planted, but it also doesn't move the birds around or therefore move the problem around.
Barzin says the substance, marketed as Avapel, is relatively inexpensive, does not run off the farm field, or affect the taste of an ear of corn. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.